at 251.com.
You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
The angel of the Lord is rendered messenger in John 5. Messenger, it's in the masculine. Messenger, one who brings a message. A preacher or a pastor came to stir the waters. And God uses a message today to the angel of the church of Ephesus, right? Oh my God, look at the parallels in the scripture. Nobody's claiming to be an angel, but that's what God sees when we carry the gospel.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Jesus, the Light of the World. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 9, verses 1 through 9.
When Trey wanted to get married to Lena, I was sitting in my office and he was going for the girl with his dad, with her dad. He was really going for it. He was cool now. Dad didn't want him to marry the girl. Get a job. Like most fathers, get a job. Trey said, listen, how many marriages end up? They got the money, but they don't have any love. I said, ooh. Man, Trey was laying it. He was cool with it. He laid it down. Man, the man said, but I want the man to marry my child. I can understand now. Huh? Where you gonna take her? She at least need a house. I don't care how much love there is. Do you have a house? See, y'all want to go with the ones who don't have houses. But the man say, if my daughter's to come out, I want her to leave my house and go into a house. Not into a truck, not into a car, a house. I said, all right, man, talking now. Trey said, but how many houses are not homes? And the two of us are falling apart. And not even one of us is speaking to each other and walking around with a broken heart. And I was like, Trey talking now? I looked over in the corner, man, I had a sword, and I did it like Solomon. Bring me a sword, divide the child, give half to the father and half to Trey. And when I said it, man, the mother of the baby just started crying. I mean, like really crying. It lasted for 30 minutes. She couldn't get her breath. I think she really saw her child divided. And when she stopped, it was silence. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. And I told that father, I said, if you take that girl home and she loved this man and refuse her, only half of her is coming home. I said, and Trey, if you take that girl to your bed against his will, only half of her will lay in bed with you. And this is the man, let me tell you something. In that moment, Trey pushed away from the table. He said, I don't want half, Bishop. I want all of her. And I'm willing to wait. And when he said, I'm willing to wait. Because I don't want half. And he said, I don't want half. I don't want half. I don't want half. It shifted the atmosphere. Some of us are settling for half. You don't even search for the whole. You just used to have half of healing, half of service, half of membership, half of receptivity, half of a family. When we should be after all of it. Oh my God. I wonder how many people after this message is going to go for all of it. Not just what you like. What ministers to you? What about all? Why can't everybody get along? I used to hear it when I was a child. Man, I'm serving the Lord. If my wife don't go, I'm going. If my husband don't go, I'm going. If my children don't go, I'm going. That's the wrong mentality. You can have it all. The prophet told a man, I said, I want you to shoot arrows. Shoot them out in the field. And the man shot several arrows and he quit. And the prophet said, why did you quit? Why couldn't you keep shooting? Because the more you shoot, the more God is going to vanquish your enemies. But because you didn't have a desire to keep pushing, then only this amount of your enemies will be quelled.
And God, to the angel of the church of Philadelphia,
go not for the brass, go for the
and
gold.
And to the angel of the church of Sardis,
if God
right.
promised healing, why are you settling
I know
for
your
anything
works.
Less? If God promised you a
and
whole
your
relationship, why are you settling?
And
why is anybody
able
taking
to
anything from you?
Screen pseudo apostles.
If you got children, go for the
and
whole
you have
of
a
it.
System
go
in church,
everything.
But I have something against you.
All of them should be saved.
You don't
every
love me like you used
child,
to.
Everyone that has your name.
You used to be the first one to get to the house and the last one to leave. Should be baptized.
When there was an altar call,
you didn't have to have
spirit.
A prophet to tell you you need to
and
be filled with the Holy Ghost.
You found
Ghost.
Yourself at the altar.
I believe we're living in the time
when
where
it was
God
time
is
to forgive.
On
you didn't
people.
Wait on somebody to ask you to forgive first.
The Bible says
you were
the in
the
first
day of Pentecost
move.
When it was fully come,
the
they were all in one place and on one accord. And suddenly there
God's
came a sound from heaven.
Truth.
After this water baptism or the stirring, you're going to see
we're talking about
the baptism
blindness.
Of the Holy Ghost
flood our
you
church
all to hear
as well.
This.
When you don't embrace
people going to get
the
baptized
truth,
with the evidence,
you're walking in darkness. The
you
Bible says,
because you're driving
as a fire,
here and there you're okay, but you have no internal light.
On each
and
of
something
them.
Is off. You will collide
so
with
they're
something
sitting
that
there,
can bring
here comes the fire.
That if you don't have light on each of them. And sometimes God needs to
in John chapter 8,
especially when your flesh is out
of
control, he wants to
sit on
you.
Especially
when your mind is out of control, he wants to sit on you. When your worship is out of control, he wants to sit on you. When you're not really to submit to God,
he said, I am the light of the world.
You don't need to be busy. You need him to sit on you until you get your mind right.
Pursue me.
So sit
we'll
on us, God,
in darkness
until we preach right.
But we'll
sit
have
on us, Lord, until we serve right. Sit on us until we
internally
heal totally.
And externally, the light of life. And
sit
here
on
we
the
see
worship
an
until
inextricable
no flesh
tie
is glorified.
With life or breath and light.
Here's that fact. Nobody gonna
I
sit on
the
me.
I am the light of the world.
Well, God
whoever
sits.
Follows me
on those he loves.
Not the trends.
The angel of the Lord.
Not social.
Is rendered messenger.
Not what they
John
say
5,
or think.
Whoever
messenger,
follows
it's in the
me
masculine.
Shall not
messenger
walk in
one
darkness.
Who brings a message. A preacher.
But you will have.
Came to
or
stir
possess.
The
externally
and God uses
and
a
internally.
Message today.
The light. To the
of
angel
life.
Of the church of Ephesus,
and you
right.
see an inextricable tie.
Oh my God!
With
look
true
at the
light
parallels in the
and
scripture.
True light.
Nobody's claiming to be an
you
angel,
can't pull them apart
but that's
from
what
each
God
other.
See when we
you're
carry
the
main
gospel.
Attributes of light. And the angel of the Lord is sent to stir
write
the water.
Down.
The number one, the first
glory
one is
God.
What we call photo effect. The photo
and to
effect
the angel
of
the
light.
Church of Philadelphia, you're right.
This is illumination.
And to the angel of the church of Sardis.
You can't take a
right.
picture without light.
I know your works.
It's illumination of a moment.
And your labor.
When light comes.
And how you're able to.
We can take a photo. Illumination.
Green pseudo apostles.
And you have a system
light is
in
so
church.
Fast.
But I have something against you.
There's nothing on the earth faster than light.
You don't love
in
me
one
like
second,
you used
light
to.
Can move from the east coast to the west coast of this United States.
You used to be the first one
within
to get
one
to
second.
The house and the last one to leave.
That's how fast it is.
There was an altar call. You didn't have to have a prophet to tell you you need to repent.
You can't even comprehend yourself that kind of speed. God moves
when it was time to forgive,
light,
you didn't wait on somebody to ask you to forgive first. You were the first to move.
Oh my God.
You don't love me.
God moves
like you used
at the speed of light, but when you call him, he slows it down.
In John chapter 9, it unveils the miraculous healing of the Lord.
God is brilliant like that.
The healing of a blind man.
But he slows and redeems the time.
Very unusual
healing, giving you an opportunity to say, I'm sorry.
Emphasizing glory to God.
The theme of faith and believing in God. He's even slowing down.
Which equates to the turning on of light.
To catch truth reveal up.
The cure for all spiritual blindness is light.
He lingers before he goes into Bethany. He lingers so he may
I
show
the
up,
consequence
becoming the resurrection and the life.
God's
he waits until Lazarus dies. The scripture says he lingers. That means light.
And I want you all to hear this.
Has a way of taking his time when God
truth,
wants to be visible.
You're walking in darkness. You may think because you're driving.
Oh,
here and there,
so
you're okay, but you have no internal
lingers
life.
In your life, he's not trying to kill
off,
you.
You will collide
he just
with
needs
something
to be
that
seen
could bring
in the brilliance of his glory.
If you don't have light.
So he will slow down so you can catch up.
In John chapter 8,
glory to God. While you
plotting,
talking about we moving fast, you're really slower than you ever would, can imagine. You're like snail
on the screen,
pace
John chapter
compared
8
to your pace.
Verse 12.
Anybody can look at a snail and say, oh man, that thing's slow.
People,
that's what God is saying
says,
to you.
He said, I am the light of the world.
But he slows down to
whoever
our pace.
Whoever follows me, ensues me,
and the word became flesh.
Will not walk in darkness.
The word became flesh.
But will have.
The word became flesh.
Or possess.
The word that travels
internally
became
and
flesh.
Externally.
To dwell
the
among
light
us.
Of life.
Don't ever
and
put God in a box.
And here we see an inextricable tie with life.
Don't ever reduce him to yourself.
And light.
For as high as the heavens are from the earth. So is my
I
word.
I am the light of the
and
world.
My thoughts from your thoughts.
Whoever follows me.
Not the
but
trends.
But as God sends snow,
not social,
and rain,
in
not
the earth
what they say
it
or
to
think,
bud, to
whoever
bring forth,
follows me,
so do I send my word,
shall not walk in darkness.
I won't even allow it to come home.
But you will have.
It cannot return unto me void.
Externally
I make it
and
in
internally.
Atmosphere.
The
I
light
slow it down.
Of life.
And you, can
and you see
up.
An inextricable tie with true life
and I don't
and
want God
light.
Slowing it down for truth reveal.
You can't
forever.
Pull them apart from
we
each
need
other.
To pick up speed.
The three
time
main attributes
is dark,
of life.
And we need to get the word out.
Write it down. The number one, the first one is what we call photo.
He's waiting on us
effect,
to pick up the
photo
face.
Effect of light.
And do
this
what he's called
illumination.
Us to
do.
You God can deal
a
with a limping
light.
Individual, but not a limping church.
It's illumination of a moment.
Church needs to be running with him.
When light comes,
we can
glory
take a photo.
God,
illumination.
And then
light
in John
so
chapter
fast.
9, verse 5.
There's nothing on the
well,
earth
I am
faster
the world.
Than light.
I am the light.
In 1 second, light can move from the east
the
coast
world.
To the
John
west coast
8,
of this
it
United
starts
States.
There
within 1 second. That's how fast
actually,
it starts in John 1. In him was life.
You can't even comprehend that
and
kind of
the life
speed.
Was the light of men.
God moves at the speed of
light.
And
the
light
but
shines in darkness and darkness
it
comprehends it
to
not.
To save you.
Oh my God.
That's why when you get saved, you
God
can't fit in with everybody.
At the speed of light, but when you call him, he
you try to sit at the
down.
Same pubs and try to drink the same alcohol and try to hang out with your same
God
groups, but you'll never
like
fit
that.
In.
But he
because light
and
is greater than darkness, and darkness can't comprehend it. So why are you trying to fit into an old paradigm when
God.
He saved you from that?
He's
even slowing down.
Glory to God.
And he
puts
you
up.
Into a house, into his body, put you
he
into
lingers.
A system where you need to work with
he
him.
He lingers
and he's before he goes
go
into
Bethany. To
he lingers so he
they
may
will
show
never
up
be able to treat
the resurrection
you like
and
you
the
should
life.
Be treated.
He waits until Lazarus dies.
Comprehend dark world.
The scripture says he lingers. That means
he's inferior to life.
Has a way of taking his time when God wants to be visible.
So we got photos or illumination.
Oh God. So even if he lingers in your life, he's not trying to kill you. He just needs to be seen in the brilliance of his glory.
Anytime there's light, it transmits
heat. He will slow down so you can catch up.
The sun is so hot, but God put this earth just far enough away.
While you farting, talking about we moving fast, you're really slow.
If it was a mile closer
to the sun,
you're like snail pace.
We couldn't be able to sustain
it to your pace.
Just 1 mile close. Anybody can look at a snail and say, oh man, that thing's slow.
Oh,
that's what God is
powerful.
Saying to you. Then he puts an atmosphere firmament around it that when light hits it, it has to shift.
And the word
became
flesh.
When the heat hits it, it has to shift. So it's just, oh, it's hot out there,
the
but you don't know how hot it
flesh.
Can be. The word became flesh. The word that travels
became
clouds
flesh
at time to give
to
you
dwell among us.
One of the prophets
don't ever put
the
God in a box.
Are the dust of his feet.
Don't ever reduce him
so
to yourself.
So when you see that, he's actually moving
for as
to
high
make
as the
sure
heavens
that
are from
you have
earth.
Shade.
So is my word.
And if your activity
my thoughts
is
from your thoughts.
No one can see. It is God watching over you so you don't
but
get caught
God
up in the sun. And everybody can see your
troubles. In the earth,
he's still working it out.
To bud, to bring forth.
Because the clouds
so
are the
I
dust
send
of
my
his
word.
Feet. God is working when you don't
think
even
he's
allow
working.
It to come home.
Thank you, Lord.
It cannot return unto me void.
I the make son it is like the Father.
Atmosphere.
This is for my
I
Muslim
slow
brothers.
It down.
You all believe in three gods.
No,
you can catch
one.
Up. But he's manifested in three persons.
And I don't want God slowing it down
so
for
the
truth
son
revealed
out there is like
forever.
Father.
We need to pick up speed. The
light
is dark. And we need
it's
to get
like
the
Jesus.
Word out.
I am the light of the world.
So though the sun is there, he's able
he's waiting
to
on
cast
us
light
to
on
pick
the
up
earth.
The pace.
Jesus is the light.
And do what he's called us to do
of the world.
God can deal with
a
limping individual, but not a limping church.
Of the Spirit of God.
That church needs to be running
God.
With him.
That warms us when we're cold.
Lord
you're
God,
cold
hallelujah.
Because you have separated yourself from God and you don't have the right
then in John
fellowship
chapter
with
9,
him.
Verse
but
5,
God sends enough heat
well,
in the earth
world,
through the Spirit
I am the light.
To warm you up.
The
almost
world.
Said
John
warm
8,
your A up.
It starts there.
To warm you up when your A is cold.
It starts in John 1. In him was life.
Yo, hater!
And the life was the light of men.
Let God cover you.
The light
some
shines
heat.
In darkness, and darkness comprehends
I'm
it not.
I'm preaching better than you're saying amen.
That's why when you get saved, you can't fit in with everybody. You try to sit at the same clubs and try to drink
heat.
The same alcohol and try
cold,
to hang out
you
with your
the
same groups, but you'll
church,
never fit in because
you.
Light is
you
greater than darkness,
keeping you
and
in the dark.
Darkness can't comprehend it.
And you want
so
to blame everybody else.
You got
to
move
to an old
that
paradigm
and draw
when
to the fight
saved you from
because
that.
Light
has
transmitted
and he put you into a
you
house
can't get cold
into his body.
If you stick close to the fight,
where you need to work with him, and you still trying to go back
oh
to
my
one.
God.
They will never be able to treat you like you should.
The third
be
aspect of light.
Because it can't comprehend
oxygen
dark world.
To plants.
Can't comprehend light. It's inferior
it
to
helps
light.
You to breathe. Thank you, Jesus.
The reason why you're suffocating
so we got photos
because there's not enough light.
Illumination.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. What?
The second aspect of light is that
light has a way of casting its
heat.
Brilliance on plants, which helps
anytime
us to breathe.
Anytime there's light, it transmits heat.
And if light is shining, Jesus
the sun
said,
is
I
so
am,
hot,
but God
glory
put
to
this
God.
Earth
I'm
the
far
photo,
enough away
I'm the
from it.
Photo effect of your life. I bring
that if it was a mile
to
your closer
life,
to the
I bring illumination
to
your
life.
Life.
To stay
glory
life.
To God. Also bring heat
close.
To your life. But also make sure you breathe.
Oh my God, it's powerful.
When Jesus said, I'm the light of the world,
then he puts an atmosphere firmament around it. That when light hits it, it has to shift.
I'm going to lighten up your path, and I'm going to give you some heat.
When the heat hits it, it has
to
shift.
You're able to
so it's just, oh, it's hot out there, but you don't know how hot it could be.
I don't know why anybody in this room would back away from him.
He even allows clouds at times to give you shade. One of the prophets said, the clouds
I can't breathe. I can't sleep.
So when you see that, he's actually moving
you, talking
to
about a
make
woman.
Sure that you have shade. And if your activity is clouded, no one can see, it is God watching over you so you don't get caught up into something and everybody can see
while
your
trouble. While you in jail, she breathing without you,
he's still working it out.
I guarantee you that.
Because the clouds are the
dust of his feet.
God is working when you don't think it's your song playing. While she's breathing air with somebody else.
I guarantee you that.
This is for my Muslim brothers. You all believe in three gods. No, one.
Don't be listening to that foolishness.
But he's manifested in three persons.
These dudes
so
are
the
high
sun
on tuka when they're
like
writing.
Father. I can't breathe.
The light.
I can't sleep.
It's like Jesus.
I am the light of the world.
You in my life.
So though the sun is there, he's able to cast light
on
the earth.
This is my song, baby.
Jesus is the light of the world. And the Holy Ghost is the heat of the Spirit of God.
She breathing without you, son.
God. That warms us from the cold. You're cold because you have separated yourself from God. And you don't have the right fellowship with him. But God sends enough heat in the earth through the Spirit to warm you
up. He locked up. I'm moving forward.
Almost said warm your A up. To warm you up when your A is cold.
The light is also here to correct us morally.
Sit your
A up. To correct us what?
Let God cover you.
If you ever want to get mold out of your house, shine some light.
I'm preaching better than you're saying
it's
amen.
It's the first agent of sanctification. Open up the windows.
You don't know what's on your walls if you got a damn house until
light
you open up the window.
Transmits heat.
If you cold,
so
you're going to get
start
to the
light. Mold.
I'm
start,
even
oh,
in church, I'm
I can't
cold.
Handle that.
I guarantee you.
It always breathes more when it's
keeping you in the dark. And you want to blame everybody else. You got to move that stuff
and draw to the
and
fire.
All of us.
Because light
need to check mold. Transmits
in our
heat.
House. It'll mess up the way you sleep.
Can't get
the way
cold.
You, oh, I can't handle it.
If you
what's
sit
happening?
Close
my
to the
eyes
fire.
Are just watering.
What's going on?
Oh,
thank
my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why I like some good old Clorox.
The third aspect of light. It gives oxygen to plants. It helps you to breathe. The reason why you're suffocating is because there's not enough light. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. What? Light has a way of casting its brilliance on plants, which helps us to breathe. And if light is shining, Jesus said, I am. Glory to God. I'm the photo effect of your life. I bring brilliance to your life. I bring illumination to your life. Glory to God. I also bring heat to your life. But also make sure you breathe. When Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, it's deeper than just brilliance out there. I'm going to lighten up your path and I'm going to give you some heat. And I'm going to make sure you're able to breathe. I don't know why anybody in this room would back away from him. You can't breathe without him. This is R. Kelly. I can't breathe. I can't sleep. I can't live without you talking about a woman. No, you got that wrong, R. You can breathe without her. While you in jail, she breathing without you. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. She got your song playing while she breathing air with somebody else. I guarantee you that.
Don't be listening to that foolishness. These dudes are high on tuka when they writing. I can't breathe. I can't sleep. I can't live without you in my life. I can't go on, baby. This is my song, baby. She breathing without you, son. Singing the song. Oh my God. He locked up. I'm moving forward. The light is also here to correct us morally. To correct us what? Morally. Light corrects morally. Yes. If you ever want to get mold out of your house, shine some light. It's the first agent of sanctification. Yes. Open up the windows. You don't know what's on your walls if you got a damp house until you open up the windows. As soon as sunlight starts hitting mold, it starts, I can't handle that. It always breathes more when it's damp and dark. And all of us need to check mold in our house. It'll mess up the way you sleep, the way you, I can't handle it. What's happening? My eyes are just watering. What's going on? Thank you, Jesus. That's why I like some good old Clorox.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Jesus, the Light of the World, visit the media section on our Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, save the date. The 20th anniversary Awaken Women's Conference is happening September 26th and 27th. This year's theme is perception. Come ready for powerful worship, inspiring messages, and a fresh vision for your life. Mark your calendars and stay tuned for details. Hotel accommodation are available at the Hampton Inn & Suites located off Palm Bay Road. Use group code PWC to reserve your room by Friday, September 12th. Accommodations are also available at the Crown Plaza Melbourne Oceanfront. Use group code WMA to reserve your room by Wednesday, September 3rd. Spots are filling up fast, ladies, so grab your combo package before August 31st. Summer is winding down, but the savings are just heating up. The back-to-school sales tax holiday will run through August 31st. Shop smart and save big with tax-free breaks on clothing, shoes, personal computers, and select accessories.
Our Health and Wellness Ministry will offer free blood pressure screenings after both the 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. services on Sunday, August 31st at the TR Palm Bay campus. Take a step towards better health. Stop by and get checked.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.